This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop and a sprinkle of sometimes Genshin Impact and sometimes anime. Mm-hmm. It's very, 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 it's more like a pinch this week.
Yep.
But also a pinch of Pokemon.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's considered anime-ish.
Oh, you know what? You're right. You're right. You're right. And as always, we are available on all podcast platforms. And don't forget to also check us out on
TikTok and Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, where we have a shit ton of Blackpink videos.
Not just a regular ton. She's right. It's a shit ton of Blackpink videos. Because we just watched Blackpink here in LA for the last leg of their US tour, both days.
Saturday, and Sunday.
I want to keep talking about it because I didn't want that experience to end.
Yeah.
That was like the one of the best barricade experiences for me. I know you had your Stray Kids share, but now I had like my share of Blackpink. And
even more so than Twice. Honestly, I feel like Twice, Blackpink, and Stray Kids, we had all really good interactions.
We did. Basically, thank you, Nayeon, because she, like, baptized us and, you know, when she threw water at us. And after she blessed us, I feel like we've had, like, the most amazing K-pop, like, barricade experiences ever since then. So thank you, Nayeon, first of all.
Right.
And then, but I can't even begin to start. I start getting sad. I get my post-concert depression starts hitting. It's really heavy. I'm day three PCD, because oh man, I had probably the best K-pop idol interaction I think I'll have in a very long time, and it's not just with any normal K-pop idol. It's like the legend, the global icon herself, Lisa.
La Lisa.
I don't know if anyone else like you. Everyone here that's listening to us possibly also follows us, especially on our TikTok. Because that's where we usually put a lot of our videos. And it's the quality, like I said before, is way better.
Than Instagram.
Instagram, like, shits on quality. Like, as soon as you upload something, it's, like, in
144p.
It's, like, censored. Censored hentai or something. But this one on TikTok, it looks amazing. And I played Rock, Paper, Scissors, Kai Bai Bo with Lisa.
I would like to take credit for that.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Please let me
Throw your...
So right before the concert on Sunday, I told Joko, I was like, you should make a Kai Bai Bo sign, which is rock, paper, scissors in Korean. And so you can play with the members. The reason why I got this idea was because we saw it happen many times at the Stray Kids concert. And I feel like they're very, very interactive. Like, they'll see the rock, paper, scissors sign and they're like, oh my God, I have to battle the person that's holding it. It's a very, very serious business for, like, I feel like Korean.
You know what? I think you're right. It seems really serious because
honestly, that's all they use to, like, decide stuff between themselves.
Did you see how serious Lisa's face was the on our rematch?
Yeah.
So I got so nervous. I got scared a little bit.
Yeah, so we made, so I told him to make the sign, and it was like literally maybe like a couple of hours before we were going to leave. And I was like, you need to make it because I feel like you'll get really good interactions.
Because we were also really close.
Yeah, we were straight up front row barricade.
We wouldn't bother if we were like a lot further back, but we were right next to the right side of the extended stage,
barricade.
No one between us, just us.
And the stage.
And the stage and the girls.
Otherwise it would be like a wasted opportunity, so thank God he did it because
round one was at soundcheck, and that was awesome. I tied. We both hit scissors, and then she beat me with paper.
The good thing is that during soundcheck for Blackpink, you can record.
Yeah. I think we mentioned that before, too.
I know, but then, see, the thing is, like, we couldn't do this during sound... You wouldn't want to do it during sound check if it was for, like, Twice or Stray Kids, because you can't record.
Yes.
It's, like, a wasted kind of, like, interaction that you can't film. So he was able to do it during sound check.
As seasoned veterans and pros of the barricade, yeah. I totally agree. Like, if it was JYP, I would have tried to hide... I would have even shown my sign.
Until,
I would have
like,
waited
encore,
till encore
right?
or something.
And, which is what you tried to do before with Bang Chan.
Yeah.
But he still saw it.
But besides that, like, dude, like, honestly, that was, like, so, like, amazing. She, like, was really into it, like, at soundcheck already. Mm-hmm. Like, and when she won, like, that victory, I was like, oh, my God.
She was so happy.
It was okay that you defeated me. Like, she was, like, smiling and so happy. And then, you know, just throughout the whole first off, their concert has been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They've been performing really, like, I think this LA weekend, super high level. I think they were, like, almost, like, in their, like, best shape kind of thing.
Right. Compared to when we saw them in Texas.
Yeah, like, Dallas, you know, they're still, like, you know, warming up again and, you know, the first time they're traveling internationally.
So
it's come a long way. And then, you know, they were also good then. But then, like, man, they really, like, killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a lot of fans who, you know, just came for, it's their first show here
right.
in LA. Like, for those people who just even travel. Like, one of the people that we sat next to came all the way from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jabin. And no, that's not a Korean dude. It's a white dude with a Korean name.
Right.
Not even on purpose, because the mom spelled it Korean, in a Korean
Buy
way.
It.
And then his fellow friend, Christine.
Yeah.
Who's also a fellow Filipino, too. But yeah, it was just, day one was awesome. And day one was, we were on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know,
it was
so...
It was the same seats that we had for Twice.
It was the exact same two seats mm-hmm. Haley and I had for Twice, Twice's encore when we got baptized.
Honestly, I feel like those are my favorite.
It was really good, especially because the stage was actually close to the seats
right.
this time.
Yeah,
it wasn't like stupid like the Twice's one.
Too. And then just because the view is like main stage, catwalk, and then extended stage right behind.
You have a great view.
Everything.
You have a great view, mm-hmm. and then nonetheless, like you know what, our side seats for day two, the one where I played Kai Bai Bo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we sat there because I was always curious. It's not bad at all either.
It's not bad, but I prefer the other ones.
You do?
Yeah.
I
feel like there's more people blocking in that section.
I'll take either. I'll take either one.
Honestly, yeah, I'd be happy if I was able to get those seats.
Sold.
If I was able to pick, I would pick the other ones.
I would. Oh, man. To be honest, it was just fantastic. Like, The interactions on the side one for day two was like the best. And we went with our friends Lloyd and Jackie. And then, Haley gave us that idea or gave me that idea to make the Kai Bai Bo, which mm-hmm. I did super like she saw me. It's a good thing we have like leftover poster boards.
Yeah, we have so many poster boards.
And I just
boards.
Printed shit out from the printer.
Yeah.
It's crazy because like the simplest and the quickest signs are sometimes the most effective.
Yeah.
And there's people with stupid signs, to be honest. Like, I'm not going to lie. There's people that like were blocking like our friends the first day. With, like, giant posters, there's no need to even put... First off, you don't need, like, huge giant posters to, like, and put them up when they're performing.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Leave your posters down. Save your posters only when they're, like, talking. When, you know, are encore or soundcheck. Do not put it in the middle of the performance because it blocks everyone. No one can see. First of all, and they're not going to read your damn sign.
No, they're too busy performing and, like, concentrating.
You think they give a shit about what your sign says when they're, like, in the middle of singing and dancing, like, their actual songs and everything?
Plus,
no.
Plus, the lights are so bright, they can't see out. Because, you know, like, the stage lights on them when they're performing.
Is different from when they're just, you know, talking, conversing, and, like, doing sound check. So, please don't be one of those people. And also, when you have a sign, like, make it count. Because, like, the sign that was blocking our friends, like, it was really disappointing to see, like, one side of it literally just said BP. Like, oh, okay, they're BP. Of course they are. I'm sure they know that. It's not like they're going to make a reaction or anything to that
sign. It was
kind of
pointless, honestly. It's
no,
like,
no,
it
was not
point.
Kind of. It was 100% pointless.
Yeah.
If you want to make a sign, make one that's effective and, like, short and fun or emotional. Because, you know, sometimes, like, they like reading something where it's, like, you know, like, or, like, funny. It's, like, one of
the... I feel like they always like the ones that are, like, oh... Disney date or like
something witty,
barbecue date or
something
like that,
like clever,
where they can like react to and just say like yes or no to like really quickly.
Clever or mm-hmm. funny and memorable, like, is always really important. And then like that's why like this was perfect for Kai Bai Bo, because I don't think I've seen it for like girl groups.
No,
really before.
It's mainly, I feel like it was for,
I've only seen it like straight kids, possibly 17 or something.
Yeah, I think 17 had it too.
But then in the sound check, we had a rematch. And shout out to Lloyd because he thought of a great idea. If we ended up getting
sound check or encore,
encore. I apologize for the encore at the end. The encore. Mm-hmm. Lloyd threw out an idea, and I was like, "Shit, that's a good idea." So like, if by a miracle she was gonna, because what happens is sometimes they don't give the same person attention twice.
Yeah,
is usually what we've seen. Even like especially with Stray Kids too. But for this case, I was worried because, you know, I at least I got my attention for Kai Bai Bo in soundcheck. Who would have thought that she would actually play with me a rematch on this during the encore set?
I'm telling you, it's because Kai Bai Bo is very serious business.
She like this is the but then her face turned serious. It's funny because if you guys, this video is uploaded on TikTok, so at Permission to Stand podcast, and it's crazy because you could see the transition. Like, she knew I was still there, I think.
Yeah.
She, like, knew, and she was ready. Like, she was, like, you know, smiling at other people. Then she, like, knew when she was walking closer to us.
Her face became so serious, like scary serious.
She, like, scanned for a second. She's like, oh, there's that bitch right there. Yeah, I know I'm gonna destroy him again. Like, kind of thing. And she, and then our friend Lloyd gave us the idea. I'm like, you know what? If she does come, I'm gonna rock, paper, scissors her, but I'm gonna troll her with a finger heart. So I did it, and she looked really sad because it looked like she was really like into it, like she thought it was gonna be a real match.
Yeah.
So when she got sad for that second, I was like, oh shit, she's gonna walk away. That's why I put my hand down. I was like, oh okay, well there's my interaction, it's gone because she's gonna walk away. Blew me away. I was not ready when she like perked up and then gave me a finger heart back.
She was like sad face, and then she did a happy face and then put a finger heart.
So I
like,
trolled I trolled her and she trolled me back. It was amazing. Best damn like experience ever. Like I get so sad thinking about it because it's not happening again. I just want to rewind back to Sunday and just keep replaying that concert and reliving it. It was fantastic. I can't. I mean, yeah. I should stop because I could talk the whole podcast about it.
Go check out our video though because it's blown up a lot.
Oh yeah, it's pretty interesting because this is the first time we've ever uploaded or put up is kind of blown up. So yeah, check it out. It's super fun and super cool. And I'll keep uploading. We have so many videos.
Yeah, we have too many.
I'm gonna say though, all of them wrecked me so hard. Like, I know Jenny is my bias, and I know listeners remember that Jisoo's my wrecker.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to announce to the world that I am not Jensu anymore.
Gasp!
I'm so sorry, Jisoo, but I am a hashtag Jen Lisa stan now. Like for reals.
He got wrecked hard. And, like, I understand that. But then it's like, it's okay. You can have all of them as your wreckers.
And then, like, and then Lisa's like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, she wrecked the shit on me. But then she just looks so good. Like, all her outfits and her hair. Like, mm-hmm. I really liked it a lot. Plus, I enjoy the fact that, like, including Rosé, too, that both of them put on some good, healthy weight in the buns and thighs areas, which I greatly appreciated.
Yeah, because they were really, really skinny,
like especially debut era,
not intentionally, it's just because they're younger and then they haven't like put on that adult weight yet for like girls.
Now they got the birthing hips and they got the booty and everything, and works and looks perfect. This is the ideal like thing I wanted to see, and it was amazing. And like, I miss Lisa, that's all I gotta say. I don't know what else to say. All I can do is just think of her every day, like how Haley thinks of Changbin these days. She's been simping hard for Changbin.
Yep.
But yeah, so Blackpink was amazing. I hope they have an encore or they do something before, you know, next year. Or like, you know, before they have to quote unquote renew. Or we find out if they, you know, end their contract and it's over.
Well, they're still going on tour right now. It's just going to go, what, Southeast
Asia? So any of you lucky Blinks who will be seeing them very soon, please reach out to me, get me my and get me a plane ticket and an extra ticket also for the concert. Thank you.
One of my friends is going to see them. She lives in the Philippines. I don't remember when it is. I think it's sometime next year, but she's going.
Oh my god, yeah. I miss them so much.
But she saw all our interactions. She's like, oh my god, Haley, I'm so happy for you. Her bias, I think, is
so much
Jisoo, and she got really excited with the hair thing when Jisoo like
Oh, did the same inspired. Hair. Yeah, the hair inspo from Haley in Dallas. Yeah. Yeah, so please check it out on TikTok. And we also put it on Instagram, Permission to Stand Podcast. So check that out. And man, we're only still talking about Blackpink, but we do have to move on. But one more thing. I saw a video from our friend Zach who showed us that like it was crazy. At the end of the Chicago show, there's boxes of light sticks, including like sometimes like some light sticks. And also there's photo cards in those boxes, and some of them, they're all thrown in the trash after the concert. Can you believe that? I was like, what the
fuck? I don't know how I feel about that, because people, I keep all my boxes for the light sticks.
And even the, like, I don't know. It's crazy to me that some people just bought it and then just threw it away. They thought it was just like a one-time use thing. And that blows my mind, and it kills me inside. Like, it kills me inside when I saw all that stuff. But yeah,
was it for sure that they're throwing the light sticks out there, though, or was it just the boxes?
Hopefully it's just the boxes.
Because I was like, dude, those light sticks are like $60.
And then not to mention, in those boxes, I'm sure there's photo cards in there. Yeah. People just grab the light stick and don't even check out whatever else is in there. Because, you know, the photo cards are like face-to-face back. So it's like, it just looks like instructions or like some warranty card kind of thing.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I miss Lisa a lot. I miss Jenny too. I miss Jisoo too. I miss Rosé too. I miss all of them. Dude, Rosé, like, I mean, I feel like when you have barricade seats, it's like its own little world.
It is. You're in a bubble.
It's like
you don't really pay attention to anything else around you. Just in your little world. You're in
your own world with them and with Blackpink and like whoever's around you. And it was just like a crazy experience to always like be in barricade. And I can't get enough. And, like, whenever, like, they come close to our side, it's like, oh, Rosé's here. She's wrecking me. Oh, yeah. Jisoo's here. She's wrecking me. Oh, Lisa's back. She's just going to keep wrecking me.
It's funny because, like, a lot of our friends were asking me because, like, Lisa has been my Blackpink bias since debut. But after the concert, I was hella wrecked by Rosé. Like, I can't
bias
even,
level wrecked.
Yeah, I was like, damn. She like gave a lot of attention to me, and then like waved at me a lot at the LA concert. So I was like, I don't know like who to pick. So I think I'm like Che Lisa. Like I'm biased for both of them. And I can't pick between them.
You know what? That's another thing I want to talk about. Once you get barricade seats, it's interesting because you're like, if you've never seen them live before and then you end up watching your group live in person barricade, sometimes it's hard, like your bias and wrecker, which you think is your bias and wrecker, you'll go into it and come out with a different bias and a different wrecker sometimes.
It's true though, because I've seen a lot of videos of those like on TikTok and Instagram, and then the people are like, okay, so they'll take a video of like their group of friends. They're like, okay, so you're this bias going into the concert. I'll get back to you at the end. Yeah.
Oh,
for like 17, for example, and then the girl was like, oh, I'm Scoops bias. And then the other one was like June bias. And then she interviewed them again after the concert, and then some of them like kept the same bias, and some of them they changed. They're like, oh, I'm Mingyu bias now.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Or you're 100%, you're like, most of the time, even your records will change too.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's how it is, because it's different seeing them in person and up close.
And getting the interactions. Yeah. I think the interactions are the biggest thing. Like, obviously, like, with me and Lisa, like, there's a reason why she's my wrecker, not just because she also looked fantastic and amazing.
So are you saying that if it was Jisoo was the one that played Kai by Bo with you, she would still be your wrecker?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm pretty damn sure. But like, Lisa for sure wrecked me from that too. And she was already looking good like even day one of the show. But man, like after getting that interaction, it's like if it's a new connection. Like it's crazy to connect with someone who's like
you idolize basically.
She's like a global icon. Like, you know, a lot of people look up to her. You know, there's all no matter what, when you're at that scale of like celebrity status and popularity, you're going to have your fair share of haters, but beside you have more people who love you.
Right.
And it's insane because the love is like around the world, like to every corner of the world. And she focused on me.
Yeah, you're
for
the
those
only
brief moments
one.
It was me and her.
You were the
in
only
that moment
one that had Kai by Bo. There was no one else
in that moment. There was other people with a
that
sign
that had Kai by Bo.
Yeah,
really.
But she like didn't play with them, or she said she would go back.
Oh, but she didn't go. You told me that. I thought it was the Chum 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 one.
No. So, yeah. But, I mean, like, it's just, like, it feels different when you get their attention in Barricade because it's, like, you and them. Like, you and that idol.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Lisa. It's, like, you know, we had our moment. It was she's only looking at me out of, like, the billions of people that love her. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm wrecked officially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say enough, but moving on because I do not have enough Blackpink for a very long time. We have to talk about, oh, you know what? It's not, I guess it's technically not K-pop related, but those Taylor Swift tickets dropped.
Oh,
and what's
yeah.
funny to me is that everyone's complaining and going crazy because, like, you know, it was like, what, they had to stop selling the tickets or whatever.
Well, Ticketmaster crashed, for one thing. And I think it even went on the news. Like, it was a huge deal. Like, Taylor Swift's concert, like, freaking crashed Ticketmaster, and people weren't able to get tickets.
Have you guys not been paying attention to K-pop? Cause
yeah, it's like, what about BTS? That one fucking destroyed
BTS,
everyone.
Like, destroyed everything. Not
yeah.
to mention, like, when it says crash, I'm sure it's just, like, the waiting room where it just stops.
Yeah.
Guess what? That happened with Blackpink. Guess
yeah.
what? That happened
with
Twice. Guess what? That happened with Stray Kids. Like, so, it's funny that, like,
yeah.
they think it's, like, the first time it's ever happened. And it's, like, everywhere on the news here nationally in the U.S.
Right.
But my God, like, we've been dealing with this shit since November, like last November, I
right.
mean, for BTS. Mm-hmm. And ever since, you know, following that, like all these big groups.
Right.
So it's just, that was something that was like, I was like, oh, that's cute.
I was like, that's nothing compared to what we have to go through
so, yeah,
every single month.
That's been, that was interesting to see. I was like, oh boy. Yeah, you guys don't know. If only you've been through the trenches with us
right.
K-pop stans, then you would know. Another interesting thing was, I remember I talked about a group. It was a subunit, Triple S, right?
Right.
Triple S, a subunit, was like Triple A, something like that. It's like triple. I'm not talking about batteries
what
or
is
something.
It? Angels?
Asian something. I don't
acid angels?
Yes, I think so. What's crazy is they disbanded. So literally, we just ordered the signed albums, which we have, like, I think it just only is processed, was never shipped out yet, but they disbanded.
Because, it's so crazy.
Because they weren't able to sell 100,000 albums.
I think I read they only sold 17K.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So we're one of the 17K.
Yeah.
We have three. Me, Kevin, and Zach have signed albums. Hopefully they still give it out.
People were saying that's their concept behind this whole unit.
Oh, this is what people,
that's what they want to do. So like, if they disband the group, so like the members aren't kicked out of the group per se, that unit is just disbanded, so the members will go like into another subunit,
just like NCT and all their subunits.
Yeah, but
everything.
NCT keeps their subunits
all
the time.
Actually keep,
yeah,
never mind then. But then this is a unique situation though,
so like if they're not doing good in that subunit, they'll create
like,
another
destroyed.
One
but
yeah.
we'll keep, like, it's like Michael Scott,
right?
He keeps making another Michael Scott paper company.
Exactly.
Keeps coming after you, David Wallace.
So I think that's what they're trying to do. But I mean, and then if that subunit gets the 100K copies, then I guess they'll...
Then that's it. That's
the
one.
Keep going, yeah.
So that's interesting, because I think, like, you know, that kind of, like... Because if they end up doing well in the future later on, you know, we're going to be one of 17,000 people to have the original first signed, like, album.
But I'm, like, trying to think, like, can any debut group hit, like, 100K?
I want to look up New Jeans.
Besides
looked
New
at,
Jeans.
Well, I can't say besides, because
like,
I'm pretty sure they did that. I don't know how many copies they sold, though. This is something...
I was like, even like for Stacy, too, like, did they sell 100,000 copies on their first release?
So
I don't know what
I'm going to find out right now. And you can talk to everyone about the next topic that we have. JYP. The JYP Groove Back Challenge that has been entering and infecting our lives and in our reels and our algorithms,
it's
like everywhere.
Like, it's like a virus. So I guess he released his music video, Groove Back, and it was pretty interesting to watch, actually, because he traveled around the world basically filming different countries where he was doing the Groove Back Challenge, and one of them was LA. And I think you can see Kevin and Zach on the side, because they were there. And
James.
Oh, sorry. Why am I thinking about Kevin? James and Zach. they went to Venice Beach and they watched JYP do his groove back challenge there. So I think he also went to, what was it, Barcelona, Spain? I forgot what the other countries were, but his whole music video revolves around doing the groove back challenge. But it wasn't just that. He got like every, I think like every group from JYP, if it wasn't just the group themselves or like members from the group, for like Stray Kids, for instance, it was Felix, Seungmin, and Ian, I believe they did the groove back challenge. But then he was also like collecting different, was it the members from IZ*ONE. He was doing all the groove back challenge with them. Yeah, I think that was it for it. I also saw that he did the Le Sserafim Anti-Fragile.
Oh boy!
Freaking dance with them too.
Which is awesome because you know, Anti-Fragile is, mm-hmm. is pretty has grown on me a lot, and I really like the whole mini album. So good. And I'm glad you brought up Le Sserafim because, okay, so they sold, you know, Triple S. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't realize how, I guess, yeah, that's pretty defeating.
Right.
17,000 mm-hmm. on your debut sale. Because I'm looking at Le Sserafim. This is to put in perspective. Uh-oh. Le Sserafim's first copy. Oh, shit. Where'd he go? Le Sserafim's first copy. And then you have to also think about it, though.
Different it's Hybe. Yeah.
So, damn, Hybe already has it,
you know. That's why I was, like, using Stacy as an example, because they're from a small company.
I'm going to go use Stacy also. Mm-hmm. I got you, bro. Okay, I got you. And then, so, Le Sserafim, actually, I didn't know any of this. 307,000.
Okay.
So, that's crazy. 307,000 was Le Sserafim's debut album. Stacy, they broke the 100K. They were at 114,000.
Okay.
For the first week, which is, yeah, that's pretty good. I'm mm-hmm. glad. I'm happy. And I can't wait, because, like, I know we keep talking about it, but man, Stacy, I want to see them again here. So I hope we get to see them again, like on their own, you know, not like with like a K-Con tour.
Yeah, they'll like, have a showcase.
Like their own showcase. And New Jeans, 262,000. Okay. So they did so pretty good too. But Le Sserafim
dominated
yeah.
then.
Well, especially because, I mean, they were the first Hybe girl group. So there was yeah. a lot of anticipation mm-hmm. for that. But to put it in perspective, I think Anti-Fragile did super well, too. It was like 408,000. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Le Sserafim, I cannot wait to see them, too, next year live. So, because they're going to have that U.S. thing, but we don't have any dates or any details. We just know it's going to happen.
Right.
And, man, I miss Lisa.
Yes. I miss Changbin.
Oh, who? Hyunjin who?
No, don't say that.
Jimin who?
Yeah, maybe that.
Oh, God. So we have that. Oh, I guess since we're kind of on JYP still, JYP, NMIX, they released Funky Glitter Christmas, their yeah. new song, their new single for Christmas time, obviously. I'll go.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I'm waiting for, like, all the other groups to drop their Christmas songs. Like, hello.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot, actually.
It was really good. I was telling Joku that it reminds me of Jackson 5.
It does. Sound. Like, the OG Jackson mm-hmm. 5 kind of sound. It's so good. I really, really like this song a lot, to be honest. And the music video is super cute. I love it. Love it. Love it. So, there you go. This is one of the... I mean, like, because I like a couple of their songs, but I'm not really attached to it. To them, like the songs themselves.
Right.
So this was actually surprisingly, like, even though it's their Christmas song, I was like, man, I really like this song. So I'm like, I'm in. There you go. I'm an answer now. Like a true answer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm just an answer. I'm a very casual baby answer.
It's so. Like I listen to so many groups, but I don't consider myself anything just because I like one song.
That's true, too, because even I like the members, and I like Seulyeon because she's basically the love child of Chewie and Sana. But at the same time, it reminds me, it's like ITZY too. Like we didn't go to their concerts, mm-hmm. but I know all the members.
Yeah, same here, but I wouldn't consider myself a ITZY.
Me too. So because I do only like Wannabe and like a couple other songs, mm-hmm. and then I really do like their new Taylor Swift sounding song oh, Boys yeah. Like You.
Because like even for ATEEZ, like I like them, I know all the members, I like their songs, but I wouldn't consider myself an 18-y.
Yeah, so there you go. I get it.
I like only stand like certain groups.
I'm definitely no, fear not. Also,
fear not.
I'm a fear not, and also I'm a hype boy, aka Bunny.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I can't wait till both. Like I'm just waiting for Hype. Please Hype. But we'll get more to Hype just a little bit because we have a Hype talk, and also that when we do have Hype talk, you know what that means. BTS and following BTS is Haley's other boys. Other kids.
Stray kids.
Stray kids, indeed. So, I mean, if you made it this far, I just want to, again, remind you, you're listening and tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all platforms. We have weekly episodes dished out every Thursday. But we also have awesome, cool videos, and you should check them all out because we post a lot of cool stuff, especially on TikTok.
And Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Oh, also, I hope you don't hear the car alarm going off, but either way, remember I said I wanted to do a giveaway, right? What I want everyone to do is to, if you want to be part of this giveaway, is to, you know, follow us on Instagram, because as much as we love our videos on TikTok, Instagram is way easier for us to keep track of messages and DMs.
Yeah.
It's more organized.
TikTok is like fucking crazy, honestly.
So, please give us a DM over there. Tell us your name. Tell us when you started. Also, three things. Your name. Second, which your actual name. Second, also, we want you to tell us when you started listening or how you found out about this podcast. Mm-hmm. Either or both if you can. That'd be pretty cool. And third, who's your stan group? Who's your ultimate bias group? And also put your bias. The member from your ultimate bias group.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, send all that in. And before around Christmas, depending on how much we get, I'll give it a couple episodes. We'll say mid-December.
You can also post it on Instagram too. I feel like you should do a post.
Okay. You will work on that with me. You will help me because you're the master.
Mm-hmm.
I just do the uploads. And with that said, we will choose someone at random.
Well, just like one of those like, randomize the drawing the hat thing, the one that you can do online.
Maybe we'll write down everyone's names and have one of our pet birds grab it. But we're gonna grab someone randomly and we will give that person send that person a gift after we get, you know, all the shipping info and all that. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the Permission to Stand podcast out of nowhere surprise Christmas giveaway.
Yeah, we'll make a post about it, so like it'll be like the standard, like this post, share this post, make sure you follow us to like be able to enter.
I'll also make a post on TikTok. Since we have, I think last I checked was like 2.2 million on that, on my baby girl Lisa and me.
Oh, you're a baby girl now. Okay. What and, about Jenny? Okay. No more
shit,
Sana.
Don't tell. Jenny's not hearing.
No more Sana either. You
Sana
had
who?
So, you
I'm
had
just kidding.
So many good interactions with her. I can't
I
believe you.
I love Sana.
You.
No.
Poor thing.
Sana's my other baby girl too. So, yeah. So let's move on to your baby boys. First off, Hype. We were talking about them. They are supposed to have their annual family Weverse Con concert. It was usually in, I guess, end of the year, but they're moving it to the summer, which is insane because thinking about it, man, their lineup would be crazy. I know BTS wouldn't obviously really be in it unless they have solo members.
Yeah, that's possible, honestly.
But I mean, shit, they still have 17. They have LeSseraphim. Now they have NewJeans. They have Fromis. They have like all these crazy artists under there. Like,
we're forgetting TXT and
TXT and
Hypen.
Okay, sorry. You're right.
Sorry.
I'm just thinking of the girls.
I feel
that's
like
why
a
Haley...
lot of people like the guy groups too.
That's why Haley is here to balance me out when I'm getting, getting too simpy for this podcast. So, yeah, I mean, damn, that's one hell of a lineup because it's, and that's all under that agency, Hype.
Mm-hmm. Did they do a Weverse Con? I don't even remember one last year.
I don't know, but apparently this is another one, or unless they were planning this whole time and they had to move it back. Since Haley's our resident Hype expert at this moment, because she's correcting me at this time because I'm too busy being a simp. You want to talk about also, since we're talking about Hypen, what about their cousins over in Japan?
Oh, yes. So finally, HYBE debuted their Japanese boy group.
The anticipated one that we've been they've been dangling a string over us for.
If you guys have watched, I don't know what
Into the Island.
Well, that. But no, some of the music videos are for ENHYPEN.
Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't know where you were going.
I can't remember. I don't remember the name of it. It's been so long. But there's a scene in the beginning where you see Kay, who was one of the...
he's like one of the finalists
into
the island, which is the debut, like the group's like survival show. Yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't make it into ENHYPEN, but then they were like,
which he should have, he got robbed. I'm just going to throw it out there.
He's very talented. But, so he was put in the music video of ENHYPEN's. So like, as you know, like their theme is kind of like vampires for ENHYPEN. And then for Kay, when he was in the music video, it seemed like he was like a werewolf. And this goes back to their webtoon, Dark Moon, for ENHYPEN. So they're all vampires. They go to a school. And so they have rival school who are werewolves.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
It's the same. It's like the same universe.
Yes, it is. So HYBE dropped their Japanese boy group, and it's called AND Team. What is that symbol for AND?
Interesting. The AND sign, basically.
The AND sign.
Team.
Team. And then they're werewolves. So I was like telling Draco, I was like, dang, what happens if this is linking up to the webtoon? And then like later on they said that it was. So I was like, oh my God. So it's all linked, linking back to that. So they had it planned all along. So I feel like they have like their, like you said, like their own universe kind of going on. So I don't know if you listened to it or heard it when I was listening to it. I watched their
I was listening.
Their music.
Kind of listened. Yeah, I kind of heard it since you played it when I was literally in the living room.
I don't know. Sometimes you're like zoning out and not paying attention. So what is their friggin' Under the Skin is the name of the song. And it was actually really good. I really liked the song. And I was talking to Chris, who also watched, one of our friends from the UK, he watched
Into the Island.
Well, because we told him to. And then he said that he really liked the song as well. So they're off to a good start. It's very cinematic, the music video. And then, it's like I said, it's linking back to them being werewolves. So like when they were in Into the Island, is that what it's actually called?
I think it's called Island. I think the song is called Into the Island.
Oh, yeah,
the one with IU. But like their main song. Yeah. I was thinking about after I said it, I'm like, why does it sound really weird?
Okay,
it's literally called Island.
So obviously back then, Kay and one of the other members who was
Your favorite, Haley's favorite, Taki.
So he was like...
That's your favorite, right?
No. He was like, how old was he? Like 13 or something?
He was a child.
He was really, really baby in Island.
He was kind of annoying.
He was very annoying. Because he's a kid.
What do you expect? He's an annoying, whiny kid. And...
So when I watched this music video, I was like, I couldn't even recognize him. I was like, where's Taki? And I looked, I was like, holy crap. He matured a lot. And he actually looks really good.
HYBE is good at scouting them when they're young.
Yeah, it's like Jungkook.
It's like, how did they know they're going to look so like damn good?
When they grow up. Because, like, you wouldn't expect, like, if you look back on Jungkook, how he looked like when he was a kid, I did not expect him to look like that.
I mean, even
that.
Tae. To be honest, Taylor had, like, an alien type of, like, head because his head didn't match his, like, his ears and his face. But, like, obviously, look at Tae now. Damn.
He grew up into, like, one of the most sexiest guys. But, yeah,
on the planet.
You guys should check it out. And team. Go check it out. Under the Skin.
So, there you go. Japan ENHYPEN kind of thing. Also, I guess we could talk about a little bit of BTS now, right? We're in HYBE, the HYBE world. First off, the new Run BTS episode came out, but we haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so we haven't had time.
But we've seen so many, like, I'm trying to not spoil ourselves, but we've seen small clips or we've seen, like, just photos.
And it looks hilarious.
It looks awesome.
Always.
So we will definitely watch it and we will definitely talk about it in the next episode.
Yeah. So I think that's probably, like, a second episode.
They're so funny and they're so good. Like, I still can't get over Flying Yoga.
They're so dumb, honestly.
It's nice to see them back, too, because, I mean, shoot, like, it's been a
while. This might be the last one.
Don't say that.
For now. Yeah.
For now. And then, because of Jin's enlistment.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to kind of go more into that? Because we are going to be talking about his enlistment.
Yeah, so there was like an article that just came out right before this podcast. So like K Media is reporting that according to the industry sources, Jin will enter the Army's boot camp for his mandatory 5-week basic training at Yeoncheon on December 13. That's coming up already.
It is coming up, yep.
And is expected to be deployed to the frontline unit after his training. So that'll be like January then, right? If after like 5 weeks of his basic training.
Yep.
And then Jin also made a post on Weverse, right?
Literally when we were having dinner today, mm-hmm. like of this recording, because we record usually a day or two before the actual podcast, you know.
And I guess he was saying, like, he made a message for Army telling them not to go to the training site that he's going to be doing his basic training, because he was like, there are other people there and I don't want anyone to get hurt. And then like,
you know, it's privacy for the other,
people that other are doing
families
the
and people there. Yeah,
it's
so
like, you don't want this whole bunch of Army like crowding around there, like, because
yeah,
is, like,
someone else's someone else's kids are there. Someone, you know, other this other guys out there.
Yeah, it's not like somewhere that you want to go to like have like a fan meet kind of thing, you know.
But so, you know, you do have to throw it out there because there's gonna be some of those people who, for some
fans.
reason, think they're privileged enough to still be able to go.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that's Jin. He always, you know, thinks of these kind of things too.
Right, of course.
So appreciate.
So it's Jin like, if that. You're gonna like not listen to him, that sucks. Like, he even told you not to, and you're still gonna go against
you?
His word.
Do not do go that. To his training, please. Yeah. Just leave him alone. Right. Also, I mean, Namjoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up soon.
December 2nd.
Indigo. So yeah. His solo is coming up soon.
I'm excited. I can't wait to hear what he's like produced and
I'm excited,
for
especially,
us.
You know, again, my favorite song, Soul. It's so good. His that song by Namjoon, if you have, it's on Spotify. You can check it mm-hmm. out too. Soul. Check it out. Like the city Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like the beat is fantastic. But yeah, isn't he here in New York?
Yes, he is in New York. I don't have any details on what he's doing there. It just said that he's on a work schedule. So I'm
probably
assuming he's doing something.
Definitely related to, you know, his solo.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's definitely a busy man as well. You know who else has been busy? Jungkook, our boy.
Oh, Jungkook.
How can you forget? He performed.
At the World Cup.
It was awesome. The FIFA World Cup
opening ceremony
in Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a really good song.
Damn, I love that song.
It's like, I think it is my new favorite Disney song.
Honestly, like, when I heard it,
it sounds like a Disney song.
It does. Like, it really does sound like a Disney song / High School Musical. It's very like happy and like lighthearted.
Respect. Oh yeah.
Da-na-na. It's so cute. And then, I mean, he performed it. Bangtan, I think they uploaded the actual performance on their YouTube, but then I think they tried to upload the music video too, but then it got striked down because it was only for the World Cup.
That was so
YouTube,
funny. FIFA. So they got striked down itself, I guess.
Yeah, so only FIFA
they got
has
fixed
it.
Though, yeah. Like, I think after that.
So, like, go check out the music video. It's all filmed in Qatar.
Yes, also, yeah. Mm-hmm. They along with the live performance, they did finally drop also the official music video.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool because, like, my friend Meg, who I've mentioned before on our podcast, she lives in Qatar, and she actually saw Jungkook the day that he was filming for the MV. Like, we didn't know anything at that point. We just assumed, I was like, oh, he's probably filming a music video there because why else would he be there? And then it was in the same place
that
she saw
him. That was a while
him.
Back, too, right? That was earlier
like
this year?
A month ago? No.
Oh, it was that recent?
Yeah.
Shit.
It was like a month ago. Like, he came and then he went back to Qatar again for the World Cup opening ceremony.
I have K-pop news overload. So, like, we have so much news that
it was just like earlier.
Feels like it's been backlogged
a
while back. And also, last but not least, first off, I don't even think we said the name of the song. Dreamers. Check it out.
So good.
It'll be your
I've
new favorite
it.
Disney song as well when you
Go
listen to it.
Go stream it. I keep listening to it. It's so cute.
It's a really good song. Last but not least, of course, it wouldn't be a podcast episode if we did not mention our boy Tay thirst trapping everyone on Instagram once again.
This guy, he just decides to upload stuff at the most random times on his stories.
And of course, the one is like a silhouette photo of him topless, like with a view like from above.
Like a mirror, right? Was
he,
it?
He's from just like a mirror? He's just a thirst trapper.
He has no top on, and then of course, like the picture that he actually uploaded is kind of dark. You can't see. Of course, you can like brighten it. Like armies had saved it, and
I'm sure
increase the brightness.
Of
so
course,
you can
he's
see it.
Taking it down. Yeah. Not too long after, mm-hmm, because so, you know it's Tay. So yeah. What do you expect? Mm-hmm. So that it's not a podcast. It's not a week of without a Tay thirst trap. Post.
Speaking of Tay too, and then Jungkook. So I saw that he also made a story with Yontan, and they were watching Jungkook perform for like the opening.
Oh, that
ceremony.
Was actually cute. You know, yeah. That's a good point. I think every or member like was posting, you know, an IG story of them watching Jungkook perform. Mm. It was super cool to
They're
see.
So cute.
But
They're
yeah,
so
I saw Yontan.
Yeah, Yontan.
Yontan's like derp face, not even looking at the screen. He's just like, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. So.
It's always cute when he posts Yontan, though.
So yeah, that was also something really cool to see. The like after like checking out all their different like IG stories, mm-hmm, after
his
performance.
They always support each other.
And let's see. Oh, I guess that's it for Army Talk for mm-hmm. now, because it's Stay Talk. So you should stay around.
Oh God. And, it's getting too late.
And
now.
It's Stray Kids time. So I'm. This is all Haley. Go for it.
I mean, I've talked to you about it. There's only like I only have a small amount of stuff to say about them. I feel like they're busy doing stuff and like preparing for the MAMA Awards.
I'm excited for that because damn, they always put such good performances.
They do, honestly. Like I feel like all the stages, all the artists, it blows you away. I'm like, what the fuck?
Stop the podcast right now. Pause. Go look up their old stages.
2020 and then 2021. Mama,
is it also the Christmas one too? Was that something else?
I don't know what that
was. That Mama?
I don't think it was.
It was a Mama, but then yeah, check out the Mama ones. But also, if you're curious too,
the Christmas special.
There's a Christmas special like with Stray Kids. BTS performed in 2019, but mm-hmm. Stray Kids was last year. It's crazy to hear the remix, the Christmas remix of every song. Like,
it was thunderous.
It sounds like a freaking, like, an edit, like a K-pop edit, but it's real.
Yeah, it was funny.
It's like Thunderous Christmas, God's Menu Christmas.
I know.
Like, it's like, what the why does it sound so good?
Joko thought it was, like, an edited, like, a fan edit, and I was like, no, actually, it's a real performance.
I was like, what the hell? This
then.
Is actually not bad.
Yeah. So, when is the MAMA Awards exactly? I forgot.
But isn't it it's Japan?
Next, yeah, but is it next? It's next month.
It's no? December, yeah.
Yeah, so
I don't
December.
Know exactly
yeah,
when.
Yeah, I don't know the exact date. Kevin probably knows. But so I guess Stray Kids was saying that their performance for the 2022 MAMA Awards is something to really, really look forward to. They have like been planning this for a while. And then according to information, the K-pop sensation is preparing a unique and experimental show, and it's gonna relate back to Maniac. So I feel like they're really, really like focused on Maniac right now.
Can't blame them.
No, it's
Maniac
so
is
good.
So damn good.
Yeah.
Not to mention their live stages in general and the dance and everything for Maniac. Oh, so good.
So yeah, hype. I know. So like they're still continuing on with Maniac because obviously that's really what put them on the map. This year, I feel like after Maniac released, they just fucking blew up.
They blew up. Yep.
Yeah. Ever. So, like, everyone's now
it's either
like
a stay or
a
carrot.
Yep. So, they're saying that they're making, like, this whole stage, like, area, like a laboratory. Because you know how they're, like, for Maniac, it's very, like, scientific kind of thing. So, I'm excited to see that. And then, because they already confirmed that Bang Chan, Han, and Changbin were doing a Three Racha collaboration stage with Tiger JK. So, like, now after this announcement, they're, like, expecting that all of Stray Kids will be performing at MAMA. Because it wasn't for sure yet, so...
Oh, it really wasn't? Mm-hmm.
So, that's what... And then, what else do I have here? So, I guess they're having another pop-up in Seoul, of course.
Oh, wow.
I'm very,
surprise,
very sad.
Surprise.
But it's, it relates back to their trip when they went to Jeju Island back in, I think, summertime, like before their Maniac tour in the States. So they're having a pop-up in Seoul. Of course, they're having, like, Skazoo merch released again, which is
going to
be fucking crazy because you remember
people
what
are
going to
go crazy and yes.
Remember what happened with the one for the Victory pop-up and people were just like fucking nuts and buying all that
yes.
shit and
yep. Scalpers everywhere.
It was all scalpers, yeah. So I was actually lucky enough to get 4 of the Skizoo original plushes because they restocked at Sub-K, but they sold out within like maybe like 2 minutes, but I'm happy I got some of those because for some reason Skizoo is so hard to get compared to BT21.
It's insane. And it's like the scalpers, scalpers like dream for like that kind of like K-pop
always
merch.
See that being sold on like Mercari like for like double the price or like no like 3 times the price because the plushes are like 20 bucks and on Mercari it's like 100, right?
Yeah, I think wasn't there like a restock that was like 4? It was 40.
That's because of the shipping.
Well, there you go.
But the actual plush itself is like $26.
Don't buy the fake ones, people, because if you see them in some K-pop stores, we've definitely seen them around LA area, Orange County area here in Cali.
Yeah.
You'd be able to tell from a mile away is fucking fake.
Actually, some people don't know. It's so funny because I've seen videos. So what happened, I saw this one video of someone, they posted, they're like, this whole time I didn't know my Skizoos was fake. So she had like Quokka and then Bokari. Oh, and then she finally got her official ones.
Oh.
And she compared Bokari, like Han's, like Quokka, it kind of looked very similar. But then Bokari, oh my god, it was so like deformed.
It's like Bokari and Bizarro, so.
It looked so bad. Bokari's meant to be like a chicken, but he looked more like a fucking like goose turkey or something.
Oh. A goose turkey. Interesting. Okay.
Like his
the
lips
imagery
are so
in my head is very, I don't know how to describe it, except it looks like a goose turkey in my head.
I was like, how could people not know that looks fake? But I mean, some people don't.
You have to
know
be
better.
Careful. You could tell, like, I don't know. I feel like you should be able to tell. Just look close. Don't get too excited.
I know.
All right.
Like, Kevin, he was trying to look for them for me, and then he sent a picture. He's like, Haley, I found Skizoo. And then he sent me a picture. I was like, Kevin, they're fake. It was just so bad. But it's like, to the untrained eye, I guess, like, if you don't collect them, you can't tell, really.
That's not, yeah, that was not, that was not Skizoo, Kevin.
That's Skizoop.
That's Skizooks. So.
But yeah, so, if you want to try for it, it's gonna drop, I think, tomorrow. Oh, well, by the time this podcast comes out, it's already dropped.
Oh shit!
Sorry, guys, but yeah, it's dropping.
How dare
tomorrow.
You?
Sorry.
Tomorrow? No. This podcast comes out 1 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, okay, so.
So if you're lucky enough to listen,
it drops.
And what time though? So it drops on Thanksgiving Day.
5 p.m.
Holy shit! Happy Thanksgiving there. Yeah. So 5 p.m. I'll be busy eating a lot of food at that time at my parents' house.
So and what else do I have here? Oh, so Bang Chan went on TikTok live again. I missed it because I never get TikTok notifications for some reason. I got his YouTube live. So he went on Channy's Room as well. But his TikTok lives are always really fun to watch because I think 90% of it, he speaks English because like a lot of the fan or stays that go on his TikTok live are English speakers.
All the comments going through is just like 80%
English. 80%
English.
And then I think it was like 10% Japanese and then 10% Korean. But there were some funny moments, of course, again, always with Bang Chan. So, I guess Stay had asked him, they're like, oh, so like, why are you wearing your shirt? You're at home. And then he was like, oh, yes, I know you guys remember that I've said that when I'm at home, I like to be, you know, topless. But he's like, I can't do that. But he's like, but I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh boy.
And he's like,
thirst trapping.
And he's like, do you want to see? And he's all like giggling and stuff. So like, it's so funny because like a lot of stays thought that he was going to flash them.
You really, come on
now. I was like, come on.
Come on now.
But then like he turned the camera down. And he's like, I'm not wearing pants, but I'm wearing shorts. Ha ha ha.
And got him.
He's just laughing at his own joke. And then there was another funny moment where a stay was like, Chan, can I see your vitamin D? So, and then he puts down his phone. He's like, yeah, let me get it. And then he goes off camera and then he comes back with.
He literally came back.
With a bottle of vitamin D.
With a vial
tablets.
Of vitamin D.
I
this
hate
man is
him.
Good. I love
My
it.
God.
He's ready
He's
to be a dad.
Troll.
His dad jokes are on par with Felix, possibly.
But, yeah, if you haven't checked out his TikTok live, you can't rewatch it on TikTok, which is also why I don't like TikTok live sometimes, but people always film it and re-upload it on YouTube. So go check it out there. It's really, really entertaining. He even does his like night facial routine too. It was really cute because he was mimicking it too. That's it.
That's it. Is it the same facial routine that you do? Is that what you do?
No, when
you
actually, I feel like he does more. Oh. Like, he really takes care of his skin. Ooh. He even did, like, the padding motions. He's like...
Oh, yes.
Yep. I don't do that, so...
So, there you go. So, if you want a tutorial and on skincare routine before sleep, Bang Chan has all the hints and tips for that.
Yeah, he's the next makeup or guru, I guess.
Oh, boy. Well... You want anything else to say for your Stray Kids before we close the book on K-pop?
That's pretty much it.
So all I have here left is a Genshin related, but not actually Genshin stuff. It's interesting because I didn't even know about this, but just in case you don't know either. But if you have a Nintendo Switch and you have, you know, like an iPhone or I think, well, for now iPhone, because I don't know about Android. Did you know you could connect your Joy-Cons to your phone?
No.
Because I did not. And you can... Connect your Joy-Cons to your phone, your Joy-Con Switch controllers.
That's pretty crazy.
And you could act, you know, we still don't have freaking Genshin Impact on the Switch, which before even Genshin Impact was released, it was supposed to be on the Switch because there was marketing for that. But for some reason, they just fucking trashed it because I think they got a lot of shit. Zelda Breath of the Wild. People were saying, "Oh, it looks like a knockoff, like
it's
for
so
Nintendo."
Stupid because it's nothing like
the
that
gameplay
at
is
all.
Completely different. Sure, like maybe the artwork was a little similar at the time, but it's like you guys basically ruined it for everyone, basically. So yeah, you could technically play with the Switch controllers, but you have to play it on your phone.
That's still cool.
So I didn't even know you could connect your Joy-Con. So yeah, there's like a sync button on like the Joy-Con, which is also how you kind of sync it to, you know, the different
right.
Switches. When you activate that, it's a Bluetooth. I didn't know it was actually Bluetooth. Like, I thought it was its own, like, thing specifically for Nintendo, you know. And then you could turn on and search for device on your Bluetooth on your phone.
Too bad I don't have Genshin on my phone anymore.
So, yeah, because that's, like, 30, 40, 50 gigs.
Yeah.
So you could play Among Us, too. You know, like, Among Us and Genshin Impact with Joy-Cons on your phone.
That was pretty cool.
Also, you know what else is pretty cool? Those Pokemon games.
Oh, yeah.
Scarlet and Violet.
We got it.
We are finally, like, we got it when it came out, but we had no time to play it because I was too busy simping over Lisa.
Yeah, we were too busy with Blackpink the whole weekend, so we finally got to play.
I just want to give a shout out to Jenny because I love you too. I'm sorry that I keep talking about Lisa, but yeah, I got wrecked really hard. Anyway, so it's Scarlet and Violet. It's been really good, and we just actually finished a raid with a... Our friend Kevin. Yeah, we played with Kevin just like literally maybe an hour or two ago. So it's been a lot of fun. I like being able to take selfies and go into people's world. It's like Genshin Impact.
It is.
Where you can go into other people's world.
It's really fun. I need to progress more because I'm really, really low level still. I feel like I'm just like taking my time, exploring, picking up items.
We're
and
just,
finding
you know,
Pokemon.
Taking it easy. I have another friend of mine, Oscar, my fellow Espa, and also Winter Simp. That man is already like the league champion, has level 100s and all this shit.
He pretty much played it the whole fucking weekend.
And me and Haley, I think I just evolved my Fuecoco.
I'm currently level 16.
And we did those raids today against level 3s, and we were getting our faces wrecked.
Oh, we got it, though.
Yeah, we somehow managed. But yeah, what were we going to say?
Oh, no, I stopped evolving my Quaxly. I stopped it, his evolution. Because
are you never going to evolve him? Is that
no, I'm going to evolve him, but I want to go take more pictures with him first as Quaxly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
sure.
All.
It's not even for any other purposes, people. No. It's for aesthetics and for the looks, for sure. Not... Haley doesn't know any secret, like, type of, like, oh, evolve at a certain level,
no.
So the statistics will be this certain
way. I want it, because there's a, I can't even fucking think, you can wash your Pokemon in the game, so I want to do,
like
a
bathe
video.
Them and stuff?
Yeah, you can put, like,
and it levels them up!
It levels them up!
So, I guess, yeah, Haley could actually spend time, and it's not going to be a total waste
of time. No, I was like, oh, I think it happened in, was it Let's Go as well?
I don't remember if it was level, like it will level them up with experience.
Make, like, happiness.
That's pretty cool.
Something.
Yeah, it's like happiness. So yeah, there you go. Haley's gonna be doing that the whole night. Anything else?
Nope.
So once again, thank you everyone. Give us a like, follow, subscribe. That always helps. Check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. Mm-hmm. And as always, we are available on all platforms wherever you're tuning in. Don't forget about that Christmas giveaway that we are doing. And just drop us a line, DM down in Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this week. We will definitely be back still next week. Please stay safe this Thanksgiving if you're celebrating Thanksgiving. Be safe on Black Friday, too. Mm-hmm. Don't overspend unless it's for K-pop and barricade seats. Then I totally understand. Just have a safe and warm Thanksgiving wherever you are in the globe. And as always, take care, stay safe, and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.